Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no, you didn't. Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never. Oh no, you didn't. Payback is a coming, you will be running forever. Oh no, you didn't. Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem. Oh no, you didn't. I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a press. Oh me.
I just got the most horrific news. I think this is going to top the PSN apocalypse in my mind. Oh, yeah? Yeah. This is very saddening. Very saddening. No. Oh, I gotta cut that. That's daytime. Wow. First, let me say hello to the Gunner Girls who just Twittered me 2 seconds ago to let us know they'd be listening. Hello, Gunner Girls. How are you doing this morning? Thank you for listening, and all of you out there for listening. It's Tuesday morning. It is lunch with Ginger and Corey, and my name is Helen, and that over there is, what's your name today?
I think I'm Ginger, possibly.
Possibly. Still Ginger?
Maybe. Still Ginger.
I think you need to change your name and go into Avatar Protection Program.
Avatar Protection Program. Yeah, yes. Baby.
Insanity. So, Ginger, may I share this horrific news?
Share that horrific news, woman. Oh, my God. I cannot believe how horrific that news is. Ugh. I'm going to cry.
What is with all the drama? Do you hear, guys, you're doing it with drama? Okay. So, but it is deserving. It's deserving of the drama. So, I'm just sitting here shaking my head. My jaw dropped to the floor. Microsoft bought Skype for $8.5
billion.
Billion. They are intending to incorporate the services into, of course, your Xbox, and of course it'll be making its way to your Windows phone. They're saying that, of course, Xbox Live will benefit from new real-time video and voice communications from Skype, as well as the Windows phone. They're saying Skype is a phenomenal service that is loved by millions of people around the world. That's from the Microsoft CEO, Steve Ballmer. So together we'll create the future of real-time communication so people can easily stay connected to family, friends, clients, and colleagues anywhere in the world. Skype CEO Tony Bates will also assume the role of president of the Microsoft Skype division and a newly created business within the corporation. Microsoft and Skype share the vision of bringing software innovation and products to our customers. I imagine it does now since you bought it. Mm-hmm. So together we'll be able to accelerate Skype's plans to extend our global community and introduce new ways for everyone to communicate and collaborate. Skype currently boasts 170 million connected users who logged over 207 billion minutes of voice and video conversations in 2010. This is a horrible. Wow. Where to begin and how horrible this is going to go? If you think about something, it's great. They want to incorporate it into the Windows phone. You have all these users that have Skypes on their Android-powered phones who will be probably having some issue now, not because they want to, but because Microsoft will be trying to pull Skype underneath its umbrella and get more people to get a Windows phone. I'm hypothesizing.
Hypothesizing? Yeah, I don't know. Microsoft, please don't break my Skype any worse than it already is.
This is... I don't see this as going well. Companies sometimes buy other companies, but generally it's, you know, we just bought it. It makes money, we bought it. We're not going to try to change it. But what they're saying here sounds like they're going to be trying to tailor it more to their own products, their own using, which means even here with us on BT, we use Skype to Skype into our show, could create some problems down the line. You know, who knows what Microsoft will be trying to do. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have an Xbox Live account? So you can't use... You can't use Skype with BT. Who knows what they're going to do? I'm hoping that they just bought it and say, you know, we're planning on incorporating it into our system, but we're not going to touch it otherwise. Or are you going to see two things happen, a mass exodus from Skype and somebody else is going to create a Skype equivalent and become rich. Anybody out there need help creating that program? Because I'd be willing to jump on board for that. Oh, my God. I am not a happy camper today.
No. And there are... There's a lot of stuff to be unhappy about today. Holy crap, there's all kinds of... Seriously, what is wrong with you people? I'm here reading the news. All right, it's my story this time.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, people, what is wrong? Why is everybody hacking everything? FOD alert, Battlefield 3 beta key offerings aren't real. Be wary of a fake Battlefield 3 beta keys, says the Joystick story. Apparently, this is coming from Joystick. I'm pulling it from Game Politics. BF3 Nation is offering some fake Battlefield 3 beta keys to visitors. The site's owners were apparently... this is written really weird. Bear with me. The site's owners apparently received in a previous phishing scheme of these beta keys. So anything they offer is probably... it's probably crap. Joystick says that EA has been trying to shut down the site for a while, but that it has been so far unsuccessful. Right now, EA isn't offering invites to beta keys for Battlefield 3, so anyone offering them is engaging in some sort of scam that will cause you nothing but trouble. Be vigilant. When EA does start offering them, you will know, because just about every game-related site on the internet will be offering a chance to get one. For now, assume anything related to BF3, Battlefield 3, beta keys is a swindle. Yeah. That sucks. Why would y'all do that? Well, I know why you do that. You're trying to get personal information, da-da-da-da-da. That's how you do it.
Hmm.
Seriously, I've had it up to here with scammers. This is just getting outrageous. Come on, the PSN, the Battlefield 3 keys. You've got the thing that WoW is sitting on and they don't want to admit to going on. And it's just outrageous. You know how many of those flipping emails I'm getting from Blizzard and all them right now? That is just...
And they will not respond to when I directly ask them if they were hacked. They have never responded. All right. Well, Paradox Interactive is getting a jump on everybody else.
Ooh, we love Paradox.
Yes, they're saying what they're going to be debuting up at E3. They've announced its lineup. We're out in Los Angeles, where the air is impossible to breathe. They're saying the publisher will be showing King Arthur 2, Crusader Kings 2, Sword of the Stars 2, Lords of Winter, and Defenders of Ardania to the attendees at their booths. The developers also of Magicka will be present at E3 to tell their tale and discuss future plans for the franchise and showcase their upcoming PvP feature. That's going to be epic. You already have PvP. You can kill your teammates. I don't know what else they're going to introduce. It's going to make it worse. I'm tired of blowing some of you up in Magicka. They said, of course, all secrets will be revealed.
Blowing them up or blowing yourself up?
Well, both of us. You know, I am a kamikaze wizard, but you know. They said the secrets will all be revealed, and yes, they'll be awesome. They are going to be in the West Exhibit Hall, booth 4032, and you can come by and experience their spells, surf swords, and scepters is what they're calling it. The release dates for some of these games are still tentative, so what they're doing is giving it in quarters. So King Arthur is due to be released in quarter 3, which is around fall this year. You got your Swords of Stars 2, Lords of Winter, due out around the same time. And the Crusader Kings is supposed to be available sometime soon. Next year around this time. And then you got your Defenders of Ardania, released also around in the fall 2011. You can, of course, pop by our site to read all about Paradox Interactive. And
we love Paradox Interactive. Yes. They're so awesome.
They take very good care of us. And I think I have one Magicka key left. I'm really not sure. I will have to be checking for that. I've been a bad Gaminatrix, so if I do have one, I'll probably Twitter it later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not following us on Twitter, then, yeah, you'll miss out.
All right. This is a really short blurb, but I'm probably going to do two because this is incredibly short, but it's a hilarious title. Announcing the release of A Zombie Stole My Toaster on the BlackBerry Playbook.
No,
Android,
no.
Android tablets and phones support Android 2.2. And coming soon to the iPhone. Yay, I can't wait. Why aren't these zombies interested in my brains? What? Get off my stuff. My toaster. My cactus. No. Oh, my God. That's epic. Your house is being invaded by zombies intent on stealing your toaster, your cactus, your TV, anything they can get their slimy hands on. Guide your hero with your finger and help him fend off the zombie horde before they take everything. Unlock up to 5 items to protect from the zombies. Build up a massive chain to get huge scores. Hilarious and original new take on zombie games. Easy to pick up, casual gameplay. You'll just want to show it to your friends in the pub. Yes, yes, I want to play this. This sounds hilarious. Get off my toaster. Okay. Since that was a short one, I will go ahead and grab another one. Connect to Media launches Pachinko on Prize Play, the mobile real rewards platform. Connect to Media, a leading publisher of mobile games, have today launched cell phone pinball game Pachinko on real reward mobile gaming platform Prize Play. Pachinko is the second game to be launched on the innovative mobile game platform, offering players a chance to play, win real rewards. All Prize Play games are skill-based and are free to download. Players are able to purchase in-game tokens to play the games and win Bling, the in-game currency that can be exchanged for real rewards, including Amazon.com gift cards. Pachinko is a pinball-style game with a Prize Play twist. The aim of the game is to fire shiny pachinko balls into point cups. The user must then correctly answer a trivia question to win the points on the cup. If a user reaches 170 points, they win, and the points turn into Bling. Awesome. I'm looking for a price. I'm not seeing one. So, yeah, if you're into that kind of thing, it kind of sounds like, oh crap, what is that? One of the beer in the cups. Oh, well, anyways.
Beer in the cups?
Yeah, the little game. You throw the ball, you get it in the cup. With the beer, you drink the beer, blah, blah, blah.
Really? Do you play that often, Ginger?
Admit to nothing. wouldn't play it with beer.
Oh, really? And what would you play it with? Or we, can we not say that on daytime?
Anyway. again, this is Pachinko, and it's over on connect2media.com if you're wanting to check that out.
Perhaps.
The only thing is, too early in the day to start drinking.
It's never too early to start drinking.
Mm.
Someone wanted me to tell you that it's called beer pong, by the way.
Beer pong. Thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's been a while.
I have no idea. I don't drink. Anyway, alcoholics. All right. So, motocross legend Ricky Carmichael races into the iTunes App Store in Ricky Carmichael's motocross matchup. I know you were waiting for this all morning, right? Twist the throttle and get ready to hit the dirt, because 2XL Games has revealed that Ricky Carmichael's motocross matchup, the first mobile game featuring motocross legend Ricky Carmichael, is available now in the App Store. Players can... Stop it. No texting me during the show. Players can download the gas-powered, adrenaline-infused dirt bike racing games for free and jump into the world of professional motocross. You, of course, are able to utilize the Real Rewards platform developed by Black Box Interactive, which lets players earn real-world rewards for their in-game achievements. See, that's what I'm talking about. Give me something good. Which are also redeemable via yourrealrewards.com. That was really hard to say. Let's try that again. Your Real Rewards. I had a whole W thing going. Through the Real Rewards platform, racing fans can transform their in-game victories into real prizes from companies such as Monster Energy, Suzuki, Turner Sports, Fox Racing, Oakley, DC Shoes, Mechanics Wear, Kicker Lincoln Electrics, and a whole list of things are going down a list. And I'll post this up for you up on our site. There's also a camera, it looks like. That's a really good one. And a leather jacket. That's the best of the ones I see. Of course, they're saying be on the lookout for additional Real Reward giveaways in the coming months, with Apple iPods and Suzuki dirt bikes up for grabs soon.
Ooh, that does sound like fun.
Yes. They're saying that this particular game offers players a suite of in-game features, including gesture-based stunt system for pulling off some side tricks, an RPG-like system that lets players earn wrenches for gas and perform upgrades for your officially licensed Suzuki motocross bike and character, as well as full game center integration, which allows players to race against, send invites to, and talk with friends in-game using live chat. This is on an iPhone, people. Amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah. You can also compete online in head-to-head matchup mode that lets players race in real time against friends and other racers worldwide. That is amazing. You can, again, and now, this is the other amazing thing. This is free. Free.
We love free.
The
we
game
really
is
like
free.
Free is awesome.
Yes, free game, and you can win. They're gonna stop with the R's and the W's. You can win real things, you know, like I mentioned earlier, jackets and motorbikes. Of course, you probably have to play a whole lot to do that, and that's what they want you to do. But you can check that on the App Store now for free, or pop over to their website, 2xlgames.com, for more information on the game. And you can check out Ricky Carmichael's website at rickycarmichael.com. You can also follow them on Facebook and Twitter. And if you're not sure who Ricky Carmichael is, brief rundown, he won 102 American Motorcycle Association Motocross Nationals, 48 AMA Supercross events for a record of 150 major wins between 1997 and 2000. Right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And he's doing some stuff now we don't really care about. We just want the stuff he's giving away. So thanks, Ricky.
He's doing some stuff now we really don't care about it.
Hey, I'm at least honest. I'm sure he would appreciate that. As somebody who races around on a motorized machine that could blow up and it's next to your junk. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm in a rare mood today. Okay, so anyway, that's up on our side here in about 2 seconds, possibly while Ginger is doing her next story, which is about unicorns and elephants. Ginger?
Actually, no, it's not quite. Do you remember us talking a couple of weeks back about Marshfield, Massachusetts?
See, you're having the same problem I am, aren't you? Yes, I vaguely remember.
Yes, well, it looks like this little hole-in-the-wall town, I'm pulling this story from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from Wicked, which is apparently a local thing. New England town keeps a video game ban in place. Yeah, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Marshfield voted on lifting the ban, and the results were surprising. Let me go back. Marshfield is the town that banned coin-operated games from grocery stores and bars in 1982 because they want to be just a coastal town where everybody goes fishing and skiing and sailing and stuff like that. They don't want video games in their town, so they banned it. Well, recently the town of Marshfield voted on lifting the ban by a vote of 655 to 554 at a recent Marshfield town meeting. Residents rejected lifting the town's ban on coin-operated video games. It's been 29 years since the people of Marshfield chased Donkey Kong out of town, and it looks like him and his ilk are still unwelcomed.
Get on,
that's
monkey.
Horrible. Poor donkey. George Mallett, a longtime resident who petitioned the town to consider repealing the law at an annual town meeting, thought residents had come around. He goes on to say, a lot of people don't know it's illegal, that we have video games, that we have a video game prohibition. Why should I have to go to Pembroke to play Pac-Man? What, you don't have an iPhone? Come on, come to the dark side, we have cookies.
No
too.
Console? Did they not sell consoles in the town? What's?
I guess, I don't know. He likened the band to having to that of dancing in the classic Kevin Bacon film, Footloose. Oh, come on. Seriously, dude?
They really are the town that time forgot if he's referencing Pac-Man and Footloose.
I know.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there's no Kevin Bacon in this town. Maybe in another 10 years or so, there will be enough younger residents in the small New England tourist trap of a town to overwhelm oldsters that think that Pac-Man was sent by the devil.
No, EA is the devil. Get it straight.
EA is the devil. You know what? Because we only play The Sims. Screw you, EA. I'm on a roll today, people. Bring it.
And she got butter on her, too.
Mm-hmm. I got a baseball bat. I'm going to be breaking some kneecaps. Yeah, baby.
See? You're not helping our cause, Ginger. Don't take you off the front lines.
No, don't take me off the front lines.
That's it, soldier.
I'm just adding a little bit of spice to your life, that's all.
She's a little too spicy. Okay. Have you guys heard of Jagged's Game Studio?
I have not. Tell me about them.
Well, you should. They're the UK's largest independent games company. They're behind the world's most popular multiplayer game, that game that Ginger loves, RuneScape. Today.
No! Not start that rumor. Oh, my God, no.
Today,
no.
They announced that they have entered into a worldwide partnership with Herotainment, a New York-based children's media company, to publish Herotopia, the award-winning social online game for children, recipient of the prestigious Gold Award for Excellence in Video Games from the National Parenting Publication Awards, also known as NAPA. Herotopia is a new browser-based multiplayer online game and community where children become their own superheroes and explore real and fantasy locations around the world. Herotopia, of course, offers an engaging and entertainment environment where players, kids do need vitamins, where players can complete thrilling quests, make new friends, build their own secret hideout, and show off their newfound superpowers. Wendy Rosenthal, who's the chief brand officer for Jagex, said, "We are delighted to partner with Herotainment." Notice she didn't say excited. That's a new one. She's delighted, not excited. As they've created an enthralling virtual world which provides kids with a fun and enjoyable experience they can make their own, Herotopia offers huge customization of characters, secret hideouts, and pets. Oh, the little ones love the pets. Whilst also offering educational content in a safe environment which will appeal to the superhero in everyone. I got to go play this.
Yes, you do love you some superheroes.
Well, no, not just that, but some of the people that have been coming out with the MMOs for the kids have been really good, because I'm telling you, Wizard 101 is just sick. I go in there, and it's just as good as, to me, playing City of Heroes, and coming close to rivaling my love of Fallen Earth. I will stay in there for hours. Herotopia, of course, has been specifically designed to provide the best online experience for all children to enjoy. Players can visit 19 different locations in Herotopia, play 25 unique mini-games, develop a fully customizable secret hideout. You can tell they're from the UK because they spell customizable with an S. secret hideout, and complete daily quests to become the ultimate superhero. New content, including game features and events, will be added frequently, giving an everlasting experience for kids to return to again and again. Herotopia, of course, marks the second third-party game joining Jagex's established portfolio of over 40 free-to-play games, and the first time that Jagex will launch a game targeted towards children. It'll be available to play for free, with an option to sign up for an all-access paid membership, just like Wizard 101, for added content and access to the world of Herotopia and its community. And, of course, within this new partnership, Herotopia will relaunch this summer with a new look and added features, opening the world of superheroes to kids around the world. They'll also be sharing additional news and announcements in the coming weeks. If you want to go ahead and play, you got little ones looking for something for them to do this afternoon or for the summer, you know, when they're stuck inside, because especially if you're in Texas, these kids are not going outside. It's called heat stroke. Herotopia.com.
Story. Oh.
Yes, you can't send the little ones out to play in that. But it's Herotopia.com, and good thing for them to do probably between the hours of 8 to about 3 when they really just can't go outside in Texas. They will die out there. So this is a good thing to keep them busy. And still, so we don't incur any more heat stroke. So around 4, you can let them play the Wii and get some exercise, but... Ooh, y'all know, you guys that live in Texas know from about 8 in the morning till 12, it is no man's land. You need to draw the shades and stay inside.
And you know what's even worse is most people think, you know, afternoon, oh, it's going to get cooler. No, you have to wait till about 2 or 3 before it actually starts dropping in temperature.
Yeah, well, actually for us, late August is when 2 or 3, because even at 3, it's
that
like,
is true.
It's
that
like
is
105.
True.
Late August.
Oh, people don't understand. I mean, we're not talking just like out in the blaring sun. We're talking triple digits in the shade, people.
Mm-hmm. And I have two big old trees, and I still have that. It's horrible, and it's starting to get that way now. I think when I got up this morning, it was already 80.
Yeah, it was nuts. It's already hot in my house today. It's and I'm trying to avoid turning on the AC. But you know what? That's not about games.
Yes, it is, because you also need to know how to keep your console cool during this. It's a horrible, horrible
water cooling system. That's exactly how you keep it cool, right there.
Or you could be like me and just keep it very near the floor.
I used to have a friend that had a big box fan, and he actually hooked it up to where it was tunneled straight onto his computer. Not that you know, console playing, but tower games.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
And he had, like, he built, like, some kind of, like, hood for it so that it fit right up against the tower itself, so it blew all this cool air right on the tower. Of course, he lived like out in Arizona in the desert, and they don't have ACs there. They use swamp coolers, which is
what?
I know. I was like, really, dude? You live in a desert and you're using a swamp cooler?
And I was thinking about moving to Arizona. I think I'm going to stay right here. Thank you very much. No AC. See, you said the two magical words, no AC. I will be staying right here. Thank you.
Actually, I was like, wow. I was like, no, I think I would have ordered myself one and installed it. Oh, no way, people. All right.
That's evil.
Mm-hmm. Back to video games. The Witcher Extravaganza begins today at GOG.com. The Witcher Enhanced Edition Director's Cut available now for $4.99. I'm not for sure if that's U.S. or London or whatever that is. The GOG.com, the best place on the internet to fulfill the need for DRM-free PC classics, has put the Witcher Enhanced Edition Director's Cut up for sale and offers pre-download of 95% of The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings Digital Premium Edition for those who purchase the game. As announced during CD Projekt Day's 2011 Springs Conference, The Witcher Enhanced Editions... Oh, yeah, I'm not even reading that long title again. The Witcher was offered until May 24th with the special price of a 50% discount and cost only $4.99. For those who haven't heard about the game, it's an action RPG game based on books by Polish fantasy author Andrzej Sapkowski, where the player takes the role of Geralt, a powerful monster slayer. GOG.com's version of the game comes with loads of additional content, including game guides, soundtracks, art book, and a 2011 to 2012 calendar featuring the sexiest women from the game. Oh, come on. Really? Can't be the sexiest men of the game? Why is it always got to be the women? Yeah. Also today, GOG started accepting prepayments for the highly anticipated second part of Geralt's Adventures, The Witcher 2 Assassin of Kings Digital Premium Edition. Everyone who pre-ordered the game on GOG.com can now finalize the purchase and only on GOG.com pre-download 95% of the game. This will guarantee that when the game is released on May 17th, they can download the remaining part and play instantly. As the game is DRM-free via GOG.com, there's no need to activate the game. It's as easy as a download, install, and play. While all future patches for The Witcher 2 will be distributed via the convenient and easy-to-use launcher, which requires one-time registration, GOG.com will be offering an updated master build of the game in several months for users who do not care to register their copy. Further in the light of GOG.com's update to their privacy policy yesterday, users who have been experiencing problems registering the correct region for their game purchases will be able to update their location in their account settings page to update their pre-order with the correct offer for the region that they select. They can update this by going to My Account and clicking on Account and Settings. GOG.com will be charging regional customers varying amounts for the game. As seen in the chart below, blah, da, 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 da. Yeah, you actually can't see that. Gamers can still take advantage of the Witcher 2 special pre-order offer on GOG.com as the deal ends on May 16th. To receive all the benefits of the pre-order package, the 10% discount, one of five classic RPGs, they have to finalize the purchase until May 31st when the pre-order offer ends. You know what? I don't know who wrote this, but I would fire them. True story. Or at least send them back to English class. Miss Corey.
I'm over here just talking, muted away. Lovely.
Awesome. I was wondering, I was like, did I get disconnected? Did I just read that whole darn thing and I'm disconnected?
Yes.
Seriously, I don't know who wrote this. They should fire them.
Mm-hmm.
From a cannon into the sun.
Yep. No, we can't do that.
Oh, come on. It's my favorite line from Futurama.
I'm going to refrain from commenting.
Season one.
Well...
Fire.
I am not a aficionado of Futurama, thank you. I'm more of a King of the Hill kind of girl. I love
No.
I know some people that are like the ones on King of the Hill. That's what just cracks me up. Each one of those characters, amazing. Nobody in my family, mind you, but I do know some people. All right, so video game expert Scott Steinberg says he wants you all to know, those of you that are going to E3, that he's available for your listening pleasure. He says he's going to offer some insight into 2011-2012's biggest video game trends. The Video Game Industry Gala, also known as E3, runs June 7th through 9th in Los Angeles. It's going to be offering a sneak peek at 2011 and, of course, 2012's biggest new video games and trends. And Scott Steinberg, who is a top games industry analyst for the consulting firm called Tech Savvy, is going to be hosting and also host of critically acclaimed video game series Game Theory, and Rolling Stone technology columnist, will be available for interview before, during, and after the show to discuss some of the following things: the Nintendo Wii 2, Sony NGP and next generation consoles, social games, free online games, MMOs, motion controls, cloud computing and flash web browser gaming, iPad, iPhone, indie and mobile apps and games, digital distribution.
A name for the Wii 2? I mean, is it going to be the Wii 2?
They're not going to say anything till right when they're actually getting ready to release this console, if previous history has anything to do with it. Remember, the Wii was originally called the Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Up until about the week before. No, not a week. It was about a month or so before they actually released the console, and they started calling it the Wii, and of course the jokes followed. And I'm glad they changed the name, because Xbox 360 with the little degree symbols means a revolution. So it was funny. How ironic. So I was very glad they changed the name. And I always did like the name Wii. Worked out well for me.
She always liked the name Wii.
I don't like Wii's. Yeah, you take that however you want.
I am too.
Anyway, you can check out Scott and request an interview from him. I'm not going to post up his information. If you are a game journalist, you probably already have it. If you're a new game journalist and you have no idea what the hell you're doing, then you don't have it. I'm sorry. But you can check him out at thevideogameexpert.com if you want to try to harass him for an interview. Mm-hmm. Be aware he's not going to listen to the, "Dude, you work for Rolling Stone. That is so cool."
They don't like that when you say that?
No, they don't.
All right, well, I guess it's my go again. I'm pulling the story from GamePolitics.com. Looks like they pulled it from the Capcom Unity blog. Have you already read this? I don't think you have.
No.
Capcom PSN downtime costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue.
Oh, no.
I know, right? Capcom says that the extended downtime of the PlayStation Network is costing the makers of Street Fighter and Mega Man hundreds of thousands of dollars. Answering a question on the company's official Unity blog, Capcom's senior vice president, Christian Sevenson, said that the downtime is costing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dollars in revenue. Oh, that sucks. He goes on to say, "I'm frustrated and upset by it for a number of reasons. As a consumer, I also play games online on PS3, which I can't do, and likely my personal information is also compromised. Secondly, I'd like to buy things in the PlayStation Store that I can't do right now." He adds, on a related note, as an executive responsible for running a business, the resulting outage obviously costing us hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in revenue that were planned for within our budget. These are funds we rely on to bring new games to the market for our fans. In short, the hackers appear to be trying to punish Sony for some perceived injustice, and they've been effective in that, I suppose. But they're also punishing millions of other consumers and businesses, which makes it impossible to be sympathetic to their cause. You know what? And he's right. This is exactly what I said the other day. This is crap. You are stealing from the rest of us, and that sucks. And if we find you, you're going to really wish your mother never met your father. A Sony Japan representative said over the weekend that PSN would be fully operational by May 31st. But, you know, E3 is what? Just a week after that.
Yeah, they better hope they have it ready, or Sony better pull out of E3 and rather quickly. Though it is not their fault, people are still going to treat them that way. So
it's not right. And you know, I understand you hackers. You're upset. You want to be able to do what you want to do with the money you spent on your console, all that fun jazz. But at this point, you're robbing the rest of us. You're not Robin Hood. You're just a common thief. And Corey got quiet.
Oh, because I'm muted.
Hey, I was like, what's going on?
Well, you will be happy to hear this. Some of you out there who are looking for a job and you're good at iPhone, Zeniga's hiring iPhone open source gurus. Yay! Unfortunately. Yeah, I'm still beginning, so they won't be hiring me. Social game company Zeniga has acquired two developers responsible for the Cocos 2D iPhone open source project. Richard quesada, I was about to say quesadilla, quesada and Roland Abarca. I'm sorry, that's the name of the guys. Congratulations, Ricardo and Rolando. Coco Studio is widely used for iPhone, iPad, and Mac games for the likes of Engi, Moco, Atari, Gameville, and Zeniga. And the two will continue to contribute to the project. Zeniga has long been an advocate of the open source community. He says, and we're very excited, as always, to have Ricardo and Rolando continue to support and contribute to Coco's 2D for the iPhone while in their new roles at Zeniga, said the company. So we look forward to advancing the Coco's 2D for iPhone open source project alongside the Coco's 2D for iPhone developer community. So Zeniga has not acquired community site Coco's2DiPhone.org, which will continue to be managed separately by Ricardo Quesada and other Coco's2D administrators. And that's via our friends at GamesIndustry.biz. They've been buying a lot of stuff. They also bought the Wonderland software team and Market Zero. So they're up to something big, I believe.
Very possibly. Very, very possibly. You know what? A lot of people have to do something big right now, and I'm all excited. I can't wait to see what's going to happen at E3 and everything else. Really, I can't.
Even though we're not there, we will be doing some commentary, probably at least a couple of nights a week. So,
yay!
You'll have all of us present, and it'll be a horrible, horrible thing. Run for your life.
I can't wait. It's going to be the end of the world. It's going to be wonderful.
Because we do have access to some stuff, of course, you don't get to see on TV. Remember, G4 is only one channel. They're only going to cover certain things, but we'll grab some other stuff. We always do some.
They're going to be all about the booth babes.
They are starting the specials already. They have every year. They had a reality show last year.
What game are you talking about? I don't know, but look what I'm wearing.
Girl, I was mad last year watching that crap. Anyway. But we'll be having some interesting things that we have access to, of course. We'll be sharing every night. We'll try not to interfere with your watching G4 if that's what you like. Boo.
You want to come watch us?
No.
To show her fluffy cakes.
My fluffy cakes aren't nearly as fabulous as yours in snow, so you all will get to show your fluffy cakes. Thank you. Come again.
Well, now that I'm blushing... Juzix offers free trading to existing PlayStation 3 members. Juzix, I hope I'm saying your name right. I'm probably not. Juzix, the leading online video game and movie trading community, announced today that it will offer free trading to all its existing PlayStation 3 trading members through May 31st, 2011. Juzix will waive to receive items on the site for any member that has sent or received at least one PlayStation 3 video game or Blu-ray. Sorry, one second.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Can you grab a story? I got to take care of something real quick.
No problem. Hold on. Well, hang on. I was about to read you a duplicate here. Well, if you guys heard about Arcana Heart, I had to have a different story open. Get ready for the Girls of Arcana Heart. They're going to be on display at London Comic Con. They're saying get ready to rumble. The show will see Arcana Heart playable on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, giving fans a chance to experience firsthand the unique cast of characters and the high-speed fighting action that's been wowing the critics. According to PQ'd and Zen United, there will be a range of special great Arcana Heart events across the expo this weekend, including, I'm not sure if it's this weekend. I'll probably have to check for you guys. I don't think it's this weekend. But we'll get a date for you. It'll be including the first all-girl fight tournament. This doesn't sound good. Calling all female anime and 2D fighting fans. Yes, it's in a couple of weeks, actually. It's going to be Saturday, the 28th of May, and we'll see a series of tournaments take place leading to a grand finale on Sunday, May the 29th. There's a cosplay Royal Rumble attending the MCM Expo in cosplay. They want you to join them on Saturday for a massive cosplayers tournament with a chance to win exclusive prizes. You can also visit the Arcana Heart 3 booth at 10 a.m., 12 noon, 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to be crowned the MCM Expo Arcana Heart 3 champion. There's also many tournaments that will be held across the weekend for a chance to win some awesome Arcana Heart merchandise and get hands-on with Guilty Gear Accent Core Plus and Gladiator Begins. And, of course, they're really excited about
Yay!
Your exhibit. This thing is a fantastic game and uniquely exciting. Again, and that all the characters are female. We hope that this title won't just appeal to our male fighting audience, but to the female fans and fans of anime in general. Over the last few months, many of our fans have gotten in touch by asking us to release Arcana Hearts 3. As such, we are pleased to be able to do this for them. It will, of course, be released on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 on June the 30th. We will be the judge of whether or not it's good, seeing as you wanted to do an all-female cast. So I will be checking them out shortly after the show, or contacting them over in the UK. What time is it over there? It's about 5 o'clock. Yeah, it's a good time to give them a call and say, you know what? You want to put girls in your game? Let's see if it's any good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Send it to us. We'll tell you if it's good.
Yeah, because if there's boobs bouncing and they're half naked, this is not going to work.
No, not good.
Well, you know, it's already bad. I'm looking at the pack shot.
Is it bad?
I want them to hear your reaction when I send this to you. And right after that, we're going to take a break. But you go ahead and take a look at that pack shot.
Mm.
And you tell me if they aren't already headed in a bad direction.
Oh, it's not opening, actually.
Well, that's not right.
No. It's telling me that that page does not exist.
Let me see if I can copy and paste it to you. This is not good.
No, sorry for having to run out. My dog was spasming. Scared the crap out of me. Silly, sick old dog.
Okay, so I'm going to send this to Ginger, so she'll be telling you about it after the break. And we'll see you. I'll actually post this up for you. I'm probably going to contact them. It'll be something I post up that says, no. Are we ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready. What are we doing?
Taking a break.
Yay. It's the most notorious rogue of Bandit Nation, accompanied by Miss PvP Girl Gigi. So beautiful. Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause.
Yes, sir.
I never got to play with
her. Yeah. I like this right here. I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing cause I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kinda bumming and feeling a little down and out. Cause every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
I'm really wanting you to go.
Yo, I'ma suck it up cause Nation is a pro. I told her, let me restart and I'll be right back. And she told me,
Nation, restart,
then get back on the game. And I make it out to NAC to go and take that what's his name. But doing his past work, I get a freeze frame. Cause everybody is casting their spells, it's kinda lame. Everything is skipping and jumping and moving real slow. Looking at my health on the top and it's dropping real low. Spamming every key on my keyboard and face roll. PST and GD, cause I gotta let her know. Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So, drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that. Dollar run and I wait for something. I dread to race the way my cup is running.
I can't walk or move. Something's really failing.
Oh
and now my sound's cracked. I feel like failing.
I repeat the dragon's light. I freak. Stuck on a flight.
I always said it before she starts. I thought I'd leave it on today.
And it gets so slow.
She's hilarious.
Right now. It's a slideshow.
Yeah.
Tell me how to read like this. I can't even whisper. Won't play my MacBook because I'm going to blame Blizzard.
See, I can't play it this way.
I can't keep it set away from the fade in Valorant. The raiding be away. Okay, I get it, okay? Let it lag away. Please let me play, because I feel like it's raid, and I might get a drop of the shiny Curate. I need to feel so neat.
Got me some of that Curate already. Gotta get through this lag. You ready, Nation? Come on, let's do this.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So, drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So, are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
I'm already getting angry comments from women, and they've not even seen the pack shot for it.
Oh, my. Now I'm sitting here looking for it, or looking at it. I have found it. Yeah, that is not armor. I'd just like to say,
who's going to fight me?
I don't know, right?
I gotta pick up the flag and something's going on. Everybody is standing still like something's wrong.
This
one home, he was spinning in his place. And I tried to backstab him, but it was in the plate. So I hurried down the building in search of somewhere that's safe. And I made it to the hut with a healing book.
I'm almost tempted to post his information directly to the girls.
I'm dead in erratic old mind. This is killing me, and honestly, this is the last time. I PST, GGQQ, and I'm losing my mind.
fans, some of them are like, they haven't even seen it. You're like, I want to see it. Put it up. I want to see it. I'm ready to comment. I'm ready to be angry.
But don't worry.
We'll be angry. This is... All right. Well, she's somewhat tough.
Ready? Come on, boy.
Are you lagging like that?
Okay, we're about to go into the non-streaming portion in about 19 seconds. This year, we're waiting to see that pack shot, but listening live, it'll be up in like 20 seconds. The rest of you, probably can go take a look at it now. It must be horrible, angry comments that'll be coming from some women that are listening live.
Why the booty shorts and cape?
I don't even. I'm trying to understand the pack shot. I really am. I haven't even looked at the screenshots, and we may have posted these. And keep in mind, ladies, sometimes we're just in a hurry. We don't get to stop and really look at these. But since they're making a point to mention that it's for girls, then yeah, I'm going to stop and take a look. Do you see this screenshot? Good Lord.
I am looking at screenshots, and that's what I said. I was like, is that badly pixelated nipple? Because
that is a nipple.
Wow. Yes, because. Wow. You fell, dude. Just face fell totally. Oh, look at that butt. She's got a nice butt. And is she fighting in latex?
I am shocked at the nipple. Yeah. I'm in shock. I can't believe I'm seeing this. And this is supposed to be for women. And they want them to come dressed in cosplay.
No, no.
I think we're about to institute a new comments feature on the site just for these types of...
And there's no way you're going to be able to fight in a strapless dress, just saying. Big boobs, I mean, we're talking like double D boobs in a strapless dress, not happening. There's not enough double-sided tape in the world.
Okay, yeah. Did you go to your Nixter while I concoct some evilness to these people? Because this is not going to happen. You people over at Arc System Works and Examu and PQ and Zen United, yeah, you need to pull this down. This is coming down, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get your boomsticks ready as Backflip Studios and MGM Studios pair up to launch Army of Darkness Defense for iPhone and iPad. Castle Defense app features iconic characters and hilarious dialogue from the 1992 cult classic film. Buckle up, boneheads, because you're going for a ride. Backflip Studios, the popular mobile game developer with such hits as Paper Toss, Ragdoll Blaster 2, and Ninjump, announced today that through a partnership with MGM Studios, it will release Army of Darkness Defense, a mobile castle defense game based on the 1992 classic film Army of Darkness. The game will feature the infamous dialogue from the movie's protagonist Ash Williams, memorably played by Bruce Campbell, and other characters drawn directly from the film. And perhaps the most perfect marriage of a film scene and game premise of all time, Army of Darkness Defense is a castle defense game that takes place during the pivotal castle scene within the movie where Ash and his allies defend the powerful Necronomicon book with Lord Arthur's fortress from the onslaught of Deadites. Gamers take on the role of the chiseled chin one-liner spouting Ash while summoning familiar troops, spells, and weapons from the movie to help in the defense as well. Gameplay features include over 150 direct lines of dialogue from Bruce Campbell as Ash Williams and beautifully animated graphics using the well-known Granny 3D engine. Army of Darkness Defense gives Ash the ability to call upon a wide variety of allies to help preserve the Necronomicon, including swordsmen, armored knights, archers, and more. In addition to the originally composed sound and music, the app also features many of the famous characters from the movie, including Arthur, Henry, Sheila, the Wise Man, Evil Ash, and more. Army of Darkness Defense will be available in the Apple App Store for the iPhone, iPod Touch for 99 cents, so that's less than a dollar, and for the iPad, $2.99 on Thursday, May 12th. So in the words of Ash himself, come get some. And I think Corey may still be at...
I'm muted.
Yay.
I'm muted and I'm laughing and I'm angry and I just added a nice comment to this and I'll be talking to these people a little bit later. I think this is going to warrant a phone call. An email is not going to cut it. I'm going to have to call over to the UK.
Baseball bat?
Hmm?
Do I need to give you my baseball bat?
No, but I'm going to have to turn off the "ooh, I love English accents" thing when I call and just be angry.
If she has to turn off the "ooh, I love English accents" thing, you know you're in trouble.
And for those of you who are asking, well, you can't hear me now, but the back shot is up. It is. This is not pretty. I'm actually going to go and feature this. I want the girls to see it. I want the angry to come out. Oh, God. What is wrong with some of you out there? Okay.
And not an idea. Seriously, it's all wrong today. I don't know what's going on. It's all wrong, all the way around, all wrong.
So next on my list is free trial men's supplement. Wait a minute, that's spam.
Wow.
Actually, I wanted to share with you that Brink is now available. Bethesda Softworks announces Brink, highly anticipated shooter, now available in the store near you. Are you all right over there, Jen?
I'm fine. Why?
Oh, okay. It came back and it was like a bunch of static. Like, I was like, oh no.
GLaDOS, she's after me. You know, she can't stand it.
I'll be after you too. She's seen the fluffy cakes. Okay, so Brink is available now here in the U.S. and in Europe. It'll go on sale in a few days, May the 13th. It was developed at Splash Damage. Love the name. The game is also available for the Xbox 360 and for PlayStation 3. And they're saying, please do not panic. If you have a PlayStation 3, you can still play. It's also available for games for Windows. Pete Hines, who's the VP of PR and marketing at Bethesda, is saying they're very excited. Of course, they're always excited to be getting Brink into the hands of gamers. He says it's clear from the response from fans who have had a chance to play the game over the last few months that the fans are eager to play against and with their friends online, which you can't do if you get the PlayStation version. However, Brink is an immersive first-person shooter that blends single-player, co-op, and multiplayer gameplay into one seamless experience. It was named the Game of Show at Eurogamer Expo back last year, 2010. And while MSNBC.com declared Brink is wickedly fun at the same time and gave it a 9 out of 10, Brink allows you to develop your character playing alone with your friends and against others online. Features dynamic battlefields, extensive customization options, and an innovative control system. Brink also lets you choose your side. You can be security or resistance as you engage in heated battle for control of the Ark. Once an experiment, self-sufficient in 100% green habitat, the Ark is now home to the original founders, their descendants, and thousands of refugees made homeless by the rapid rise of the Earth's oceans. As you can decide the combat role you want to assume as you fight to save yourself and mankind's last refuge, one that is on the brink of an all-out civil war. Please be aware, parents, Brink is rated T14 by the ESRB. You can, of course, get more information on Brink by visiting brinkthegame.com. I do not know if we will be getting a copy before you ask me, Ginger, and Blaster has already been bothering me all week going, where is our copy? So, the good people at Bethesda do adore us like we adore them, but I have not actually asked them yet. So, please, the two of you, breathe.
but we need a game.
They're coming. If Comcast will allow me to send emails, because that's the challenge of the day. Maybe they're angry with me because of my thing that I put up. They may be blocking me.
I highly doubt that. And if they are, we are going to start a war that they do not want to really, really get in.
I am serious. I cannot send out any emails. It keeps saying refuse to everybody that I send an email to, but I can receive them just fine.
Wow, that's nice.
And it's all right. It's them that's blocking. I'm sure they'd block my Skype, too, if they could.
They would, too, and they better not. I will cut them because I need my Corey. All right. Duke Nukem may not be appearing here at Gamenatrix because certain people, but it will be appearing at Game Oxford Street tomorrow. Ahead of the ahead of the eagerly anticipated launch of Duke Nukem Forever next month, which is going to be on June 10th, Game are hosting the real-life character in their Oxford Street store between 3 p.m. and 5:45 p.m. on May 11th. This is the first time that Lookalike has appeared in public. The immortal character will be giving away free T-shirts, magazines, and badges, as well as completing public signings and posing for photos in the flagship store. Game have secured the only UK exclusive available for the launch of Duke Nukem Forever, entitled Duke's Big Package, which is free to all customers when they pre-order the game at Game on Xbox 360, PS3, or PC. The pre-order bonus includes Ego Boost, extend Duke's ego health bar. Yucks, he needs that, right? Big heads, play with oversized characters, and 6 in-game t-shirts. Head of the UK PR for Game, Neil Ashert, says, Duke Nukem is 20 years old this year, and the release of the fantastic new game, Duke Nukem Forever, is the perfect way to celebrate his birthday. Ahead of the launch, we've got our own Duke in store, in his first ever public appearance, and we know that our customers are really excited to meet their hero in real life. That sounds awesome. Man, I wish we lived in the UK. Corey, let's just move. Let's go.
Yeah, so you're joking.
I'm not joking. So let's go.
You are joking. I will pack up and move.
Let's go. I know we've got people who let us crash out on their floors.
Oh, you are asking for trouble, lady.
No, you're asking for trouble. I'm just asking to move to UK.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. All right. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Deny, deny, deny. Is denial a river, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is. I agree. Yeah. And I'm going to stop right there. We got 3 minutes left, so we're going to go. I'm not going to get myself in trouble. Not for you, woman.
Oh, now come on, Corey. Why not?
No. You know what? Payback is a coming.
No. No, I love you, Corey.
It is too late, too late, too late.
No. Be nice to me, Corey.
Mm-mm. No. No, no, no. But I will play this for you.
Yay, Michael!
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
When I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh, no.
Say goodbye, Ginger.
Goodbye, Ginger.